WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, some Jersey residents continue to insist the COVID pandemic is overblown and the state should completely reopen right now. Governor Murphy says, given the Jersey reality, that would not be a very smart move.
In a pandemic, our density, our proximity to New York City, we just don't have the latitude that other states that don't have that density have.
Murphy adds, after more than 25,000 COVID deaths over the past 13 months, he doesn't understand how anyone would not conclude this is an incredibly serious health crisis. Governor Murphy has signed into law a seven-bill package that will strengthen protections for victims of sexual assault. Some of those measures include a three-year pilot program run out of the state attorney general's office aimed at repairing harm done by such assaults. State and local police also must name sexual assault liaison officers within their departments. The solution to the shortage of motor vehicle commission appointments is for agencies to stop closing because of COVID infections. And the solution for that is to get everyone vaccinated, says MVC Chief Sue Fulton.
Until we complete our vaccination program, which we started with J&J and is now on pause, we will have canceled appointments, and that's an unacceptable burden on the public.
Fulton says there were 2,340 non-driver ID appointments available Monday, but Assemblywoman Ileana Pintermarin says they're not near where people who need the appointments live. Jurors who sat quietly off camera through 3 weeks of draining testimony in Derek Chauvin's murder trial and George Floyd's death move into the spotlight today in control of the verdicts. During closing arguments Monday, prosecutors argued that Chauvin squeezed the life out of Floyd by pinning his knee against Floyd's neck. The defense argued that Chauvin acted reasonably and that Floyd died of an underlying heart condition and illegal drug use. A New York man has been charged with touching a woman on her inner thigh and groin without her permission on board a United flight from Denver to Newark Friday night. 28-year-old Ryan Manuela moved into the empty seat next to the woman who had the window seat. He also rummaged through a bag belonging to a man who had the aisle and took a pair of glasses. This according to a complaint filed. Upon landing, Manuela was arrested and admitted groping the woman. Atlantic City's Ocean Casino Resort is spending $15 million, mostly on renovations. It was the only AC casino to increase its operating profit during the pandemic. The casino says it will open a new high-limit table games area, a gambling space with games popular in Asia, and two new guest lounges for holders of its loyalty card. New pathways will be installed so guests can more easily navigate between games, and there will be 250 new slot machines. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. An absolutely gorgeous day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 1015 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is water. W-A-T-E-R. Water.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 11 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
See 101.5 fast traffic.
They're back. We're talking about the construction work on 287 northbound. Two lanes closed again, and you will have delays from exit 55 at Ringwood Avenue up to exit 57 at Skyline Drive. Route 78, we also have some construction work eastbound by 287 in Bedminster, and Route 22 is slow in both directions through Hillside and Union with that ongoing construction work. Southbound Route 9, we have the construction work to hang you up a little bit down at 70 in Lakewood, and 130 is closed. On the northbound side in Willingboro with some down wires, watch for some lane restrictions on the southbound side. Another closure on 130 in Logan. And we still have the construction work there over on the 47 on Delcy Drive to contend with. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report, 1018. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 155 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 1005.
All Jersey, all the time.
You are such a breath of fresh air.
New Jersey 101.5.
opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:07, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
I have no hesitation in calling today a spectacular spring day, but some turbulent roller coaster weather is ahead for the rest of the week as we go from the 70s to the 60s to the 50s with some thunderstorms and a likely freeze along the way. Lower 70s for a high today, mostly sunny, breezy, and dry. Enjoy. Tonight we'll see a few clouds. It'll stay quiet with lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow morning, increasing clouds with a spotty shower, then a line of strong thunderstorms likely tomorrow afternoon. Could be some gusty winds and torrential downpours. Highs tomorrow, lower to mid 60s. It will turn windy and colder into tomorrow night. Thursday morning, a freeze is possible away from the coast. Then it'll be clear with a chilly breeze. Highs Thursday only in the lower 50s. We'll bounce back to the lower 60s on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Tom's River, 63 degrees. Belleville, 63. Pennington, 61. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus. Find out how to make an appointment. And for a list of vaccination sites in your area, it is only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey